welcome to Inspired Island, where every episode we sit down with someone living an inspired life here on Vashon Island in Puget Sound. From world-class artists and musicians to chefs and business owners, our little rural island has it all. I'm your host, Grace McCray, a new full-time Vashon Island resident, and thank you for joining me on this journey to discover why Vashon is such an inspired island. And welcome back to Inspired Island. We're lucky enough to be sitting down with a beloved member of the Vashon community today, our own island midwife, Caitlin Cosley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And Caitlin's a licensed midwife and the founder and executive director of Vashon Island Midwifery, a community nonprofit focused on providing highly personalized and accessible reproductive, pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum health and education services. And the team is growing and offering even more services to the community, including at their new space in the heart of town, which you may have seen. And I'm really excited to dive in and learn more about that. So, Caitlin, I'd love to kick us off with a basic question. When people ask you what midwifery is, how do you answer that?
Yeah, it's a great question because I think a lot of people are very confused about the various options for support services for childbirth. So I often get the question, what's the difference between a midwife and a doula? And really, midwifery care at the heart of it is health care, just like you would receive through your OB, but with someone who's specializing in physiological labor and birth. So primarily, we serve, as a midwife community, low risk and healthy individuals who are planning to have a physiological labor and delivery. That's one way of defining it. I think my role both spans health services, a lot of in-depth education, and also social services in terms of how I'm supporting the community of childbearing individuals here on Vashon and midwives everywhere.
Yeah. And what's the difference between a midwife, a doula, and an OB?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, OBs are surgeons, right?
Okay.
So they really specialize in high-risk birth. Mm-hmm. And in particular, they offer cesarean delivery, which is a surgery. So midwives are not doing surgery of any kind. And that's true whether you are a midwife working in a hospital or you are a midwife working in the community. But we are clinicians. So we're performing labs, we're performing ultrasounds, we are doing clinical services. So it is adjacent to OB care in that you don't necessarily need both. You can choose a route that feels most aligned with your particular needs and the risk status of your personal body and or your pregnancy. Whereas a doula, a professional doula, is a fantastic resource for childbirth support, but they're not clinicians. So they're not doing any healthcare service. Their primary role is emotional support and then, of course, coping strategies to navigate the labor and delivery process and feeling prepared going into childbirth.
Yes, that's a big one. Why do you like being a midwife?
My route to midwifery really got started for me after my first childbirth. So my oldest is now almost 12, and I became pregnant quite young and unexpectedly in my life. And so when I reflect back to that period, I think, you know, there's no reason why, like, there was nothing special about my experience or who I was stepping into that experience. But because of a number of things, I walked away feeling really incredibly empowered and capable in that role and through that role. And I had a really wonderful birth experience. And it was after that that I began finding myself in a community of lots of moms, and we were sharing stories. And I just was seeing a lot of women who were feeling really defeated by their births. And it kind of shook me. And I began doing a whole lot of research. And I had always been interested in the health sciences in some way or another, though that was not my professional orientation at the time. But it was very quickly afterwards where I pursued the route of midwifery because I wanted to create a space for other birthing individuals to feel like that was an option for them.
Right.
For them to have an educated and empowered experience, regardless of what that looks like, because everybody sets out for something different. And for me, it wasn't so much about the particulars of how the birth was unfolding, but the relationship that the birthing individual had with the clinicians in the room, with their support team, with their environment, and how they were able to walk away from the experience feeling like, I did not know I could do that.
Right.
And yet I did, and I triumphed through that. And that's an incredible feeling. And now I feel confident moving forward as a parent, which I think is one of, now as a midwife for, you know, over a decade, I'm like, oh, that is almost the biggest impact on the community at large, is women having an experience of birth that really, they didn't know if they could overcome that experience or how that would shape for them. Because for most of humanity, we saw birth, we heard birth, we were around birth before we gave birth, but that is not the case anymore.
Yeah.
So we're often going into birth for the first time without any context for it, except for what we're reading and what we're hearing. And we have this weird thing that we do as a human species where we like to tell all the birthing people in our worlds all the craziest stories and hardest stories. And it really can disrupt somebody's level of confidence walking into the experience if they don't have another resource set of knowledge and stories and information or support people who are looking at them and saying, you've got this.
Right.
Deep in your body, there's a hormonal cascade that is meant to unfold. And actually, if we stay out of the way, it's likely to do just that. And then, of course, sometimes birth requires medical support, and we're there for that as well. But yeah, I felt really, really inspired in talking to lots of other women and learning about their stories, and having had the experience that I had, it motivated me to jump in and to do something for the communities that I was a part of.
Yeah, I love that. And it resonates a lot with me, too. I'm a mom as well. And my first birth experience was not positive, but I went with the doula route the second time. And I was very grateful to have the resources to do that. And it totally changed the vibe and just energy, I feel like, around the whole process. And yeah, the postpartum care. Wow. And that's my number one tip that I tell friends who get pregnant for the first time, is spend as much time thinking about the postpartum experience as you do the birth.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I know we do tend to put a lot of focus and energy on the birth experience, which is really important to do that. And also, like, just a blip in time compared to your parenting journey every day after.
Yes.
And it's such a common experience to, you know, especially if you're in a hospital setting or in a birth center, and then they discharge you 4 to 24 hours afterwards. And they're like, okay, goodbye. And you're like, wait, just me alone with this baby? Like, I'm supposed to know what to do. And, you know, I think that that's true regardless of your birth experience, especially your first time around, to have this sense of like, I'm just going to be at home and respond, and I'm supposed to know what to do. And, you know, it's tricky because we're in this age of information. We do have a lot of access to information, but that doesn't necessarily make things easier for our postpartum families. So having a computer in our pockets at all time, and we're up in the middle of the night and we're breastfeeding or just up with baby, and we're scrolling on our phones trying to get information of like, is this a normal thing? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this? And you get so much mixed information. It's actually so much more anxiety inducing than just having, you know, one or two key people in your life who are looking at you, who you have established a trusting relationship with, that go, you've got this.
Yeah.
You're doing it. And I actually really attribute my sort of positive birth experience the first time around to some of the women in my family who looked at me, and I was 19. I was 20 years old when I gave birth to my oldest. And so, like I said, you know, there was nothing special about my experience. I had everything stacked against me in some ways, you know, in terms of having a really confident attitude towards parenting. Mm. But I had these women in my family and in my life, my mother and my sister and my aunt in particular, and my grandmother, who looked at me and were just like, you're good. You've got this. There's nothing about this that you can't do. And no matter how it unfolds, like, you're okay.
Yeah.
You've got this. And it was just hearing that over and over and over again. I think my aunt, even at one point, she was like, you're not accepting a wheelchair when you get to the hospital. You're just going to go right up there. You're not injured. And I really took that to heart. I took a really powerful childbirth education class, and I was around a lot of other families who were doing it at the same time. And me and my partner were, you know, we were naive and certainly very novice to the world of childbirth and parenting, but we took it to heart. We really just kept ourselves open to it being a really good experience. And we weren't let down in that, too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you were born and raised on Vashon?
I was not personally,
okay.
But my husband was. Yeah,
oh, okay.
He was actually born on the island with midwives. Yeah, I'm originally from Southern California. That is where I was born, into the hands of midwives. And actually, when I was in midwifery school, I went back to my mother and I said, you know, you must have a video, or do you have a video? She did have a video of my birth, and I got to watch it. And my little cousin, who was just a year or so older than I was there at the birth watching and so enamored with the whole process.
Wow, funny.
And so my midwife is holding me after I'm just freshly born and talking to my cousin, but looking at me because I was the newborn, and said, you're going to be a midwife one day. And, you know, was talking to my cousin because she was so interested in the whole experience. Mm-hmm. But I kind of joked that I heard that.
Yes, it came, went into your subconscious.
I was like, oh, me? Okay.
Oh, was that a home birth?
It was in a birth center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you specialize in at-home births here on Vashon, right?
Correct. So that's primarily what I do, is community-based birth. However, as the only person offering perinatal health care services on Vashon, my goal is to take care of all the Vashon families in one way or another.
Oh.
So I do, about half of my clients are home birth. They are planning a home delivery. And then half of my clients are planning off-island deliveries. But I will do all of their routine prenatal care.
So cool.
And then I transfer them off around 36 or so weeks to one of my collaborating teams. I work very closely with the midwives and OB teams at the UW, both Northwest and Montlake. And then I have a couple participating OBs in Tacoma, which we can work with out of St. Joe's or Hi. Tacoma General. And then more recently, I've been working a lot with St. Anne. So really, I have these relationships in place, and the clients who are coming to me for care, they might have a different delivery facility that they're choosing or an OB that they want to work with. And I just give them a call and we try to figure out a collaborative relationship. So that team feels like they know the patient enough to welcome them into care in the third trimester. And of course, I'm sending records and labs and making sure that, you know, everything is as cohesive as possible, so that transition is quite smooth.
Mm.
But around 36 weeks, our clients are seeing their practitioner approximately every week.
Right.
So you get a couple visits in with the delivering team. You deliver at the facility of your choice. And then as soon as you're discharged, you give me a call and I pick up all the postpartum and newborn care for the first 6 to 8 weeks. So
that's a
really wonderful way to address, you know, all the families on Vashon.
Yeah.
We have about 100 babies born into our community each year.
Wow. Which I was going to ask. Yes, that's a lot.
It's more than we would expect. But
yeah,
and my goal is, you know, not everybody wants or needs a home birth or would be eligible for one. And so it's really important to me that everybody has access to local care in whatever capacity they're looking for. And many of the families that I work with, and some that actually don't come to me for prenatal care, but they just come to me for this particular service called monitrice care. And that is a European terminology. It's a combination of a doula and a nurse traditionally, but it's essentially a backup service where from 36 or 37 to 42 weeks when you're full term, I will be on call for you as I would a home birth client.
Mm.
My bags are packed. My meds are stocked. I have my oxygen, my resuscitation. Everything is ready to go. And plan A is I can come to you in early labor. I could sit with you. We can listen to the baby. We can use cervical checks as a way of determining, is it the right time to get off the island? Do we have time to wait until, you know, 4 a.m. to take that next ferry? Or should we really head over sooner? Because that's so tricky with delivering in a hospital. They won't admit you unless your amniotic sac has ruptured or you're in active labor, which is 6 centimeters.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of laboring. And to be...
And you don't know how many centimeters you are.
I don't know how many... Nobody does unless you're being checked, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I can come in. I could do some support services at home, get people comfortable and coping and in a good rhythm. And then also use some of my midwifery tools and help them plan that departure in a timely way off island. And then, you know, plan B is if for whatever reason we can't get off the island in a timely way, I've requested all their prenatal records. I have a good thorough history of who they are. I can collaborate with Fashion Fire and Rescue if needed. And we just have a good team as a backup ready for you on this side of the water if needed.
Wow. We're so fortunate to have you. And I'm a little bit jealous. That sounds amazing. It seems like you've expanded in the last few years. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other folks that you work with or who are on staff?
Yeah. So currently it's just me as a licensed midwife, but we have just this month welcomed Dr. Sherry Lucino, who previously ran a very busy women's health practice in West Seattle. I think it was called West Seattle Women's Health. She also was a part of the midwifery team at St. Joe's Hospital in Tacoma. So she's a certified nurse midwife and an ARNP, and she is joining the practice to do well women's health care services for Vashon Island residents of any age. So we're really sort of trying to expand to offer the midwifery services, not just for the perinatal time frame, but really teenage years through menopause, and do routine gynecological services, breast examinations, annual PAPs, early pregnancy screening, education as well, especially for our younger menarche, like entrance into having your first period, that sort of conversation as well, working at education services and health services and expanding with Sherry's support. So that's a really exciting new team addition. I have on my team Rachel Sursley, who's been working as a postpartum doula for some time, and now Jessica Kennan, who's another community member, both fantastic, fantastic, compassionate providers who are doing doula care services as well. So we have childbirth doula services through the Vashon Island Midwifery umbrella. And now we are really working to expand a team of postpartum doulas. And we're using an agency style model where families reach out to us and say, I need postpartum doula care. I want middle of the nights on Wednesdays and Fridays, whatever their schedule is, because most of the postpartum doulas on Vashon work part-time or can't necessarily meet the needs of every single client's particular schedule. Having this agency model really suits these families because we're able to reach out to our team. Right now, we have 4 postpartum doulas on our team. And hopefully that's growing even more. But we can reach out to the team and say, okay, this is what the family needs. Who can take what?
And piece together.
And piece it all together. And then the family is, you know, only coordinating with 1 or 2 practitioners who's kind of then going off to the team and making it all possible. So we're trying to simplify. Really, it's early child care in some cases, a lot of newborn care. But postpartum care is also more than just newborn care. It's taking care of the mothers and the birthing people and the siblings. And, you know, it's really whole family care. So whatever the clients are needing, having a team-based approach is allowing us to meet those needs a little more effectively than just one-on-one, which is really great.
And what about lactation support?
Lactation support is a standard part of my practice as a midwife.
Okay.
And then I do get brought in to families who aren't necessarily working with me but call for lactation counseling and support specifically, which is really wonderful. And Dr. Sherry Lucino also will do lactation support out of the community center. And then sometimes we outsource. There's a couple other practitioners on the island who have that education and background and can help as well. But certainly that's a big one. Feeding support and lactation that's a wild ride in the early days for sure.
I had 15 minutes of a nurse's time in the hospital, but I was, you know, groggy. I didn't know what questions to ask. I didn't know what was hitting me. So.
Well, and everything changes as soon as your milk comes in day 3 or 5 anyway, you know. So lactation support is often an ongoing supportive process.
Yeah.
And then often families will call me back for who had a successful breastfeeding journey and never bottle fed, but now are planning going back to work in a couple months and they want to begin introducing the bottle so we can do bottle feeding sessions as well and teach a baby and a family, you know, how to do that sort of feeding. So all of the above, but feeding support is really an important part of what we're doing as well.
Very cool. As Vashon Island's midwife, have you heard from other people or pieced together any insights about, like, in the past, has there been big community of midwives, or was home births, was there a period where that was really popular, or have people always been going off island until recently to have babies.
Yeah, well, Vashon has had a history of local midwives. And then we have a number of midwives in the Seattle area who will travel to Vashon, but just a handful.
Oh, okay.
So depending on what was available locally at the time, people were either sourcing from the Vashon Midwifery Service was around for a number of years. And some of the midwives I know involved in that practice were Margaret Smith. That was actually the midwife who attended my husband's birth.
Oh, what?
And then Gail Murphy, who many Vashon families know and love. She was also part of the Vashon Midwifery Service as well.
Cool.
There was another midwife, Shahida, on the island who did births for families for a number of years. So we've had local midwives on and off.
Mm-hmm.
After Gail retired, though, there was quite a large gap. And actually, when I founded Vashon Island Midwifery, I had a co-founder. Her name was Lauren Strain. We opened the practice together initially. Yep. So there's been some people who have come in and, you know, Vashon is a unique place to practice as a midwife. It's a unique place to give birth as well.
Yeah.
For some people, it works. And for other people, it's harder to establish a practice. So I think one of the reasons I love that the Midwifery Center is now in the heart of town is because I love seeing midwifery at the center of town, because what that does is it centers a community for birthing families, which if I was somebody who didn't live on Vashon at the moment, but was planning on moving here and was either pregnant or hoping to be in the future, I would really begin to wonder, well, is that a wise idea? What are my support options on the island? And so for me, my vision with Vashon Island Midwifery was always create a community where the organization, and we are a nonprofit, can take care of both the practitioners, because we are a medically underserved community, and not having a team of midwives and doulas and care providers who can take care of maternal health and reproductive health is it's a huge loss for the community. So having the organization be able to take care of the practitioners who then can take care of all the birthing families, regardless of what they're able to pay, has been a really big part of what we're doing at Vashon Island Midwifery.
Yeah. And what does being a nonprofit allow you to do? What's the benefit of that?
Yeah, so primarily we are able to access some additional funding revenues, including community donations, grant funding, which is very hard to do for any island nonprofit, really. It's hard to communicate the need for a low socioeconomic community when our census data here on Vashon reports that we are mostly a high income, highly educated community. So I know all the nonprofits really struggle to communicate that need, but it does allow us to tap into some grant funding. And honestly, one of our largest donors in the years past has been Granny's Attic, which is wonderful because they support health initiatives here on Vashon. And it's been, such a wonderful thing to be able to. One of the primary things that we do with grannies and what they subsidize is Medicaid. So we don't have to create a Medicaid gap. We can always accept Medicaid, which for people who qualify for Medicaid in the state of Washington, all of their maternity care is 100% covered. So for me, that was a pretty non-negotiable. I really wanted to make sure that that was an option. But Medicaid does pay horribly. And you get the same amount of money as a healthcare practitioner, whether you're doing a 15-minute visit or an hour-long visit. And we get paid the same amount of money if we do 7 visits in a prenatal period or 14. And so oftentimes small practices are motivated to keep their visits really small so they can see more patients and, you know, keep people in and out the doors. But that really isn't aligned with the model that we work midwives especially. So all of our visits are an hour long and we spend lots of time establishing a relationship and that I didn't want to compromise on that. And so it really does require working with some other very, very generous donors and other organizations who donate to our organization to make it all possible.
Yeah. Well, love grannies both for offloading and finding new kid and baby clothes, because goodness, you need a lot of that.
Yeah. Free diapers.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah. That's amazing. Speaking about Vashon, you're obviously very well versed in how unique Vashon is as a community. Your partner is born and raised Vashon. What's been your personal story in terms of getting integrated into the island? Did you immediately fall in love with Vashon? Did you come here begrudgingly?
Yeah, so in pursuing my graduate training as a midwife, I was called to move back to the Seattle area. But we had a young little guy at the time. And like I said, my husband was born and raised here. And so he had family here. And so we wanted to be close to family. And so I decided to commute into school and to work for the majority of my training. We did end up relocating temporarily so that I can power through the last bit of my residency, because it was very difficult to be commuting off island for births, as you can imagine.
Especially with being a young mom. Yeah.
But, you know, my heart has been with Vashon for a really long time. And I actually have given birth on Vashon myself. So we have younger ones as well. And they were born on the island. And like I said before, it's an interesting place to give birth. It presents unique challenges. But when I first came to Vashon, I thought it was just such a fantastic place to raise kids. That was the first thing that I fell in love with. I was like, there's this really interesting nest feature of a small community, right? Where like the children are free to sort of roam and have more freedoms, and it's safe. Like it's this safe kind of nest where the community is all looking out for one another and for one another's children. And I thought that that was really unique and a beautiful feature to raising children here. So that was sort of my first attraction. And while I do miss the sun, especially this time of year, as a whole, Vashon has been a wonderful place to live and to raise, you know, my family and to work as a community midwife. I think, you know, when I used to close out somebody's care around 6 to 8 weeks, I wouldn't necessarily ever see them again. And we've just spent a very intimate year together, really getting to know one another. And then we would say goodbye at that visit. And it was often really sad. And now I say goodbye and I'm like, and I'll see you at KVI this summer. And I'll see you at Thriftway and the dump. And, you know, it's a really beautiful thing, too, because a lot of my clients end up already knowing me as a mother or having met my children. And I think I get to those lines as a clinician only are blurred slightly. Like I'm very clear when we're together in the midwifery center or doing midwifery together. Like this is the relationship that we're working on right now. But it oftentimes leads to friendship and or just getting to watch these babies grow up is a really sweet thing. So my oldest client baby, quote unquote, is now 8 years old, and I get to watch him run around the island. And it's such a fascinating and fantastic experience that I think is really unique to working and living on Vashon.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I started this show was the sense of community here. And we talk about, you know, why is Vashon such an inspired, creative, in a lot of ways, wonderful place to live? And I think one of the things is just literally the fact that we're on an island. There's not a road that goes on and off the island. It almost forces in a lovely way this community. And yeah, you have to like the small town run-ins, though, if you live on Vashon.
Yes, it's definitely a unique place to live and a hard place to be invisible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what's inspiring you these days? What's on the horizon for you?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think through the lens of Vashon Island Midwifery, we're working on bringing on another licensed midwife. So we're in conversation with a couple people right now, which is very exciting because it will allow us to expand our reach. But also it will allow me to both do midwifery, which is where my heart is, and working with clients and doing births, but also step into some more collaborative relationships with other island organizations and do some creative projects for Vashon Island Midwifery that will continue to just expand our support options and what's available for Vashon and addressing the ever-changing needs of, you know, the childbearing community. The landscape culturally in our worlds right now are just sort of different, and it's ever-changing, and that includes birth and pregnancy and raising a family. And so I'm really excited to have our team growing and then me have some more creative time and energy to expand our services even more and continue to create new and exciting things for the Vashon families. I call them the Vashon birthing families. That's who we're working for.
Very exciting. I'm excited to watch and see how y'all grow and expand. And like I said, I think these services are unreal and we're very lucky to have you. So thank you so much.
Oh.
And Caitlin, we end every show with a lightning round of questions just to get to know you a little bit better.
Great.
Are you game?
Sure.
All right. So the first one is, do you have a favorite beverage on Vashon?
Well, I love that I get to, you know, find my coffee local and kind of there's a lot of different local beverage options, which
exactly.
is kind of fun. But if I'm being totally honest, I think going out and harvesting nettle is a big
what?
Thing that I like to do. And as somebody who in my pregnancies has been very iron deficient, I grew, you know, quite fond of working with nettle. So I harvest lots of nettle in my yard and then I steep this like really dark green nettle beverage that I like to drink cold. So that's probably my most Vashon-centered drink that I have as a favorite.
We've never had that answer. So that's awesome. And if you're not at home or work, where can people most often find you on the island? Like, do you have any favorite spots?
Oh, gosh. Wherever the highest UV rating is.
Okay.
So I tend to chase the sun around. If that's possible, you'll often find me with my feet in the water, no matter how cold it is. So one of the beaches on a trail walk, usually with my kids. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty popular choice for our family as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any pet peeves about island living?
Oh, I think, how could I answer this? I would say that we assume we know somebody because we see them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We forget to really leave a lot of space for people to continue to change. And
okay.
I think in a small community, that's really limiting and unfortunate, actually.
All right. Good answer. And do you have a favorite Vashon Island tradition?
Oh, gosh, there's so many fun, creative. I think this year we did Stupid Bike Night for the first time.
Okay.
And I was like, this is a wild time. And my kids had so much fun. But that one was definitely up there for us last year.
Yeah, I haven't participated in that one, but it looks really fun.
Yeah.
And where can people find you to learn more about you and your work?
Yeah, we are online. We have an online presence. So VashonIslandMidwifery.com. We are on Instagram and Facebook as well. So you can find Vashon Island Midwifery online. And we try to keep everybody updated with what we've got going on. Mm-hmm. You can join our newsletter as well, which is somewhat regular. And we just try to keep everybody connected and informed of what we've got going on. But if you also are walking through town, our new community center is just south of Subway, actually. So in between Subway and the Chop Shop, and knock on the door, pop in, say hi, come check out what we've got going on. We often have various activities going on. First Friday, we like to have birthday party, dance parties on First Friday. So if you were born in, you know, March, for example, then on the March 1st Friday, you could come no matter what your age was or whether or not you delivered with us. It's just a way to come celebrate. And we've got birthdays that are, you know, 1 year old all the way up to 40, 50, 60.
Wow.
So quite fun.
That's super creative. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Caitlin. This has been a real treat.
This has been so wonderful. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. Again, this is Inspired Island on Voice of Vashon, KVSH LP Vashon, your listener-supported island connection. Until next time. Stay inspired.